good morning. Today is Wednesday, April the 11th. Joining us this morning is Humboldt County Supervisor Estelle Fennell. Good morning, lady.
Good morning, Brian.
Are we having fun yet?
Yeah. Now, let me just say this much. I think it was a few weeks ago I said spring is here, and you said, I'm not so sure. I'm going to say it again this time. I think I'm with a little bit more feeling.
April showers.
Yeah.
Leave it there.
It started off with a few heavy showers, to say the least.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
It seems like it's being a little bit more predictable now. Wow.
So how are things going on in Southern Humboldt? You know, a lot of us spend a little bit of time there, but we aren't spending as much time as others.
Well,
with the marijuana grow stuff, the guy that's running around that everybody's looking for, I mean, it's kind of what we're hearing is still more of the curiosity rather than
getting
a sense of, okay, is business up? Are things happening? What kind of read do you have on that part of your district?
Well, thanks, Brian. First of all, let me just say quickly here, we had a really nice Chamber of Commerce event this past weekend. The sheriff, Sergeant Taylor, Jesse Taylor, who's basically the sheriff in Southern Humboldt, and Lieutenant Ken Swithenbank, who used to be the Southern Humboldt commander, were all honored by the Chamber of Commerce. And it was a really nice of event, you know, like kind of underlined the idea that more coverage is really appreciated by the community. And of course, that's obviously come to us courtesy of Measure Z, but it's really increased the profile of the Sheriff's Department. And, you know, I reflected a little bit on going back decades, that might not have been the case where the sheriff's office would have been honored by the Southern Humboldt community. But they certainly are high up there in terms of appreciation now. And they've been working very, very hard to turn things around, as has the community. And I think that that's beginning to show. As far as, economy.
Had it been an issue with the regular guy and gal, or was it business community? Was it the marijuana growers? Where was that rub, if you will? Because I know the ranchers have always been pretty pro-law enforcement.
Yeah. Well, I think it was mainly the influence of the marijuana growers who, saw the sheriff's department as, you know, the opposition, at least, let's put it. I remember a time
part of camp, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I remember a time when the CHP was being criticized roundly, and now they've got a lot of support too. So things have definitely changed, and you know, it was tough for everybody all around, because the laws surrounding marijuana or cannabis were extremely unpopular, and so, bottom line, it was difficult for everybody. But now it's really changed. What has happened because of Measure Z is that we have much better law enforcement coverage. Plus, we have the community working with law enforcement. We have recent events in Alder Point out a murderer on the run with people protecting him, and the community actually stepping up and saying, no, we want this guy. We want. So that's been really impressive. The fact that the sheriff put so much energy into that is also pretty impressive, and it's very much appreciated. So, yeah, I think you're right. You know, there are certain segments of the community that were way more politically opposed to seeing the sheriff in a good light that have changed dramatically over time.
Those same segments have changed, or the community has changed, and now people are feeling more comfortable stepping out and saying, I like.
Yes, I agree. I think that's the second one. You know, there's always going to be people who don't think highly of the sheriff, but more and more people see the sheriff as actually protection, which is the way it should be. And and the individuals involved, you know, Billy, Jesse Taylor, Ken Swithenbank, have all done their large share to make the feel the community feel like they're working with them, and that's really great too. So it was a very nice little meeting. We have another meeting come up. Speaking of Southern Humboldt, we have a meeting coming up in Shelter Cove tomorrow, Thursday evening, 5:30, and that's talking about the roads department. So Tom Mattson's going to be out there to address people's concerns about this section, the slide just between the general store and Shelter Cove. That's been eroding for quite some time, and it's a gigantic fix. Luckily, FEMA has said it qualifies for storm damage repair, and so we will have the money, most of the money, to deal with it, but the feds haven't
kicked it
over yet. So it's a difficult choice, but we have prioritized it because we know that it's got to be taken care of. But it's a big project.
Yeah, is there any way that the congressman can encourage
process we would hope
on that? Because think, you know, if the community got isolated, well, just kind of like the last chance, great, same argument, except this truly would be isolated. There would be no way other than airplane to get in and out.
Well, that's not quite true.
Well, you could say hiking and over the hill.
There is a potential detour, and that will go into effect when they're doing the working, but it's through a neighborhood, and it's up and around a hill.
You don't want RVs driving through that.
I don't. Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Don't get yourself in trouble here already.
No. I'm going to drive it before I say whether or not. But yes, it's definitely going through a neighborhood, and it's up and around.
That would be in your campaign bus? The big RV, yeah, that's right. I think I'll
take the minibus.
Yeah. Yeah, the shuttle. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand, Billy Joel, and The Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Estelle. Shelter Cove is one of those areas that I suppose either you are a big fan of, or you may not even know that it exists.
Yes.
You might know by name.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Black Sands Beach.
Yeah.
You know, if you're an old timer,
you might remember
some of the beaches. Yeah. You know, but Coastal Living, I know, highlighted them a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's not a place that you stumble into or stumble upon.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that it's any less viable than any of the other smaller little mm-hmm. communities. But when it comes to things like you were alluding to, the roads and some of the critical investment, other than their services district, is there anything out that can help these small communities like Shelter Cove to continue to be able to function and exist?
Well, there's actually a lot of attention going towards Shelter Cove nowadays. We have a study being done by HSU and another outfit on the fisheries aspect. The Harbor Commission is looking at how they can brighten up the whole fish cleaning station and the services there. There have been issues from the fishermen. There's a very good fishery out there, and there have been issues about the services they get, you know, getting their boats in and out and launched. There's a very viable recreational fishery out there, a lot of people doing charter fishery. So that part is really good.
Is the infrastructure there to support what could be there, or is this kind of almost in spite of?
It's almost in spite of, although there is more attention being paid now by the Harbor Commission, and I think that that's a good thing. More money being put into they did invest in a tide break and those kind of things, plus the just servicing the charter fisheries. Then you have the Las Coast Trail, which is gigantic. I mean, there are so many people who like going out there that it's it could be a huge boon for Shelter Cove. And there are a couple of new restaurants opening up there, which it's actually becoming more and more lively as a tourist destination. It's absolutely beautiful. And so,
yeah, the physical has always been there. Yeah,
yeah. So the roads, you know, are a challenge because it's up and over the mountain range, basically, and winding country roads in a, you know, the Lost Coast. It's not like Marin. It's not like Santa Cruz or Santa Barbara or anywhere else.
It's
although
up
some people
Bay.
Would like it to be that way, but the fact of the matter is, it's out.
Well, when it's one in, one
area,
out. You're not going to be able to do some of the things that some want.
There was one point during the storms, not the most recent, but the ones before that, where a culvert went out on the Cove Road at a point where, if that was not fixed, people were isolated. There was no way. The one that we have right now doesn't create that stress, but it's still something that needs to be fixed and needs to be fixed now.
Well, it'd be nice now that there are some dollars available to do something that might have longevity.
Yeah, that would be
instead of you know, 5 years and you're right back in the same boat.
Exactly,
again.
And it's similar to Last Chance. If you look at the structure, and we've gone over it with drones and taken pictures, there's this gigantic chasm below the road. You know. Something major has to happen. Do we do a detour? Do we build it up? How can you build it up from all the way down the cliff? So that's a big deal.
So does Tom have a plan for his department, or is this something still a little too early in the process?
They've been doing studying. Then there's an engineering study underway. There's going to be doing some drilling, very similar to Last Chance. And I'm not sure what the plan is.
It's more effective than Last Chance.
Oh, hopefully. Well, Last Chance has more than one slide. Shelter Cove Road has more than one slide, actually. We've done some major work on that road, you know. And
are there plans for the whole Kings Range area to get a little bit more development in a business-like mode, or is it still where you go to disappear?
Well, there is more emphasis on that now. The Humboldt Lodging Alliance has actually put some money into it too as a tourist destination, because that's basically its value. The Lost Coast, the hiking, the kayaking, the fishing, all of those things are really beautiful, wonderful. But one of the thoughts that has been tossed out there is to put it to the state that this should actually be a state highway, a state road at least, because it does go to a very specific destination on the coast. So,
is there precedent for that?
I guess there are other areas where the state maintains roads out to the ocean that don't go any further than the ocean.
Maybe that's how it could be framed.
Mm-hmm.
Beach access.
Yeah.
Then they'd probably be all over.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Boy.
Yeah.
That would be.
But I am.
Any way you look at it, it's going to be a pretty monumental task.
Yeah, it's gigantic. Gigantic. But if we could get some help from the state and not just look at times when we have a catastrophe, because this is when we get big bucks, is when you have storms and then they qualify for an emergency declaration. Other than that, you know, there just isn't a huge amount of money for roads.
Well, maybe if the governor had a cabin out there.
Oh, we should take him for a visit.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, reintroduce them to this thing called redwood trees.
Yeah.
I know, just a concept.
Yeah, yeah.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Estelle Fennell. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, Redec, our buddies at American Ag Credit, and Lolita Cheese Company.
Wow, four now.
I know. That's because you're so popular.
Boy. Yay.
Yeah.
You're so popular.
Yeah. Talking about economic development in countywide terms, whether it's in Shelter Cove or Southern Humboldt or just throughout the county. I know I've banged on the drum pretty regularly and, you know, the drumstick's kind of worn out now, but economic development.
Keep banging.
Is there a thought that's viable, that's going to get some traction, to have an economic development director? That is the person tasked, and maybe they've got like a secretary or something like that, mm-hmm. or a part-time assistant, and their job is to get business grow, whether it's new business, whether it's existing business, doesn't matter. Period, end of story. Because I would think, not only do we have the issue with attracting business, it's also attracting business to be viable here. Mm-hmm. That means the airport.
Yes.
That means the roads, like you were alluding to.
Yeah.
That means enhanced fiber optic mm-hmm. capabilities. That means housing in the area that people can afford. That means. But somebody who is laser focused on those issues and getting jobs here. And I know the unemployment, they're saying 4%. Well, mm-hmm. it's been redefined so often, I don't know, you know, what unemployment or employment means anymore. I go back to how many jobs
yes.
are in Humboldt County.
Right.
And it's less than what it was. Okay. So if we want to backfill in and do have a department or have an individual specifically tasked with that, and their success is based on numbers of jobs, period. And if Pabstein expands by 3, well, I'm not just doing it to be a nice guy. You know, mm-hmm. there's a reason for it.
Yeah.
If Estelle hires 5, it's mm-hmm. not just because she's a nice gal. There's a reason for it.
Yeah.
And we just measure the jobs.
Yep.
Period, end of legal reported payroll tax jobs.
Yes.
That's it. And whatever is in the way of that, these folks are tasked with you taking their D8 cat and knocking it out of the yeah. out of the way.
Yeah.
Is there any viability, any thought? There's money for that.
Mm-hmm.
Either through Headwaters, through the general fund, through Measure Z, we could argue, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
But there needs to be a willingness of the 5
mm-hmm.
to say, yeah, we'll dedicate $250,000 a year for 10 years. This is now a department.
Well, I actually like that idea. I think we all talk about improving the economy. It is part of our whole discussion every time we have the budget meetings, every time we have presentations from the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau. I mean, there are all these aspects. We do have economic development, but not a particular department head type.
Somebody to, like to work, I guess, with REDEC a little
yeah,
bit, but
right.
REDEC is such a political beastie mm-hmm. by design
mm-hmm.
that it can't have, you know, if you're trying to placate 10 mm-hmm. or 12 different entities.
Yeah, yeah.
It, you know, they do yeah. what they do, but it's not this vision mm-hmm. that I guess that I've got, you know, or others yeah. may have to get jobs.
You know, I am actually going to write this down. I guess I'll put it in my little memo pad here. Maybe it's the kind of thing we really do need to talk about in our strategic meeting, which we have one. I don't know when we have it, but I'll have, you know. There we go. I'm writing on a piece of paper. It's a lot easier than putting it on my phone.
only if you have 10 thumbs and you're able to do the.
Well, I'm just thinking and put it in the strategic meeting. I think that'd be great.
It's easy for lip service. It's easy during a political season.
And I mean, we do try to keep that focus. We really do. I think as a board, this board maybe more than many, we really are moving in that direction. We recognize, and I would say that this time, at this point in history for Humboldt County, is a time when we absolutely have to focus on it, because we've had this little cash bubble that's been keeping certain aspects of our economy,
but that's
especially
kind of
retail,
deflated now.
Exactly. So how do we translate the businesses that are coming out of the legalization of cannabis into money-making jobs? I would argue there are actually a lot of jobs supported by it, or have been over the last couple of years, as
certainly
these new businesses are being built. We've got contractors.
But as you're looking at either tax base,
mm-hmm,
or just employment base, we've got this thing called Amazon.
Yeah.
That is gutting Main Street, period, mm-hmm, end of story. Okay, so if it goes on unfettered, and I'm not suggesting that there be regulations put into play with that, but mm-hmm, a recognition of what that does, you know, try to find, for me, it's shoes. I can't find shoes, you know, and I, mm-hmm, I guess my feet are goofy enough that I need to put them on, and I get really frustrated when it's, you have to go out of the area or you have to use one of the delivery services and it doesn't work. Oh, gosh.
I know.
And back and forth and back and forth. Well, I don't have the patience for that.
Yeah.
But there's a niche that's there. Mm-hmm. And with the UPS guys and the others running until 7 or 8 o'clock at night, you can see what's going on to the fabric of local communities. And mm-hmm, I it's tough to stand on those sidelines and see that happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's kind of what I see with this opportunity, is we bring back, if we have critical mass here, mm-hmm, we'll have retailing.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't have to depend on catalog or internet for so many things.
Yeah, I know. And I mean, you know, it's kind of a truism that Amazon is all powerful and that's where everybody goes, etc. But if you live in the city, that's actually not the case. A lot of times you want to go to the stores and you want to touch, feel, and try on for size and just get a good take on things. And in fact, Amazon's gone so far as to, or not Amazon, but the internet's gone so far as to have local outfits say, yes, you can pre-order it and come into the store to try it on and all of those things. So actually having that physical brick and mortar is extremely important to the local economy. And I just think it's because of our rural nature, it's just a little easier. It's more, the competition is tougher for small businesses than it is for the large ones. So,
well, particularly if you don't have enough population size
to
warrant people staying open until after 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
You work honest hours. I work honest. If we had to go this afternoon after work and buy blank,
very difficult.
How do you find a place that's even open to see if they have it?
I know. I mean, talk about that. In Redway, I can't even pick up my mail a lot of times because the post office is closed by the time I get back. So it's, you know, it's definitely, being rural has its challenges, but I think we could better. I remember decades ago when the Bayshore Mall had stores like Gap, etc., and County Seat, and those are all gone.
And retailing has changed.
Yeah.
I certainly get that, but to accept what is as all we can be, you know, it's that think small mentality instead of shooting the moon.
No, I think we need to think a little bit more broadly, and I think that would be very, very helpful to our community. Also, we talk about tourism. What do you want when tourists come to the community? You want them to spend money. If you don't have local retailers, they're not going to spend the money.
Boy, and more lightning bolt insights will continue when we come back.
The the Redwood Region Economic Development Commission, and Fly Humboldt remind you that flying local is buying local and supports local jobs and investment. Fly Humboldt is a community-based coalition of businesses, organizations, and citizens dedicated to getting more flights to more destinations. We know that reliable and affordable air service is a critical part of a healthy community. For more information, visit flyhumboldt.org or find us on Facebook.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time's 8:48. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Estelle. As you look at what our area is doing and some of the different challenges, I know you guys have got the auditor that stepped aside, okay, triggering a whole bunch of things. When there's structural things or inside things versus some of these outside things that you would like to incorporate, how do you prioritize one over the other?
Well, you know, that's a great question, actually. Thank you, Brian. The auditor one in particular was one that we were really struggling with trying to figure out. And we actually put a measure before the voters, but it was opposed by the current, former auditor, I guess, Joe Mallett, stepped down, as you pointed out. Our idea was to consolidate the auditor's office and the treasurer tax collector. That was opposed, and it went down. Now the auditor has left. Cheryl Dillingham, who used to work in the auditor's office, has stepped up to the plate, and she'll be wonderful in the interim. But there is an election going on, and so by the end of this year, we will have a new auditor. Two individuals have stepped up. But again, we were really, our considered opinion had been that it would be good to merge the two offices and be able to deal with the issues. So the point being here that there are certain functions that the county must perform, and one of those is the auditor function, the treasurer tax collector function. We have to have a transparent revenue management, etc. So it's an important position. Can we try and make that move work a little bit more smartly? I would like that.
Smart, the word for the day.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah, that's it from Sesame Street. See everybody tomorrow.